Hello there, and welcome to this Commercial Redemption full, what I would call comprehensive video. This has been requested by a couple of people, and I have done a podcast, but it wasn't very comprehensive, and I thought I'd just like to elaborate a bit. I mean, in the last one, all I included were the basics, so I want to just include a bit more detail, really, in these videos. They'll all be on YouTube. My website is understandingcommerce.weebly.com. Weebly is spelt W-E-E-B-L-Y. Alright, let's start off with on my list here. The first thing we're looking at is the spiritual side of this. Now, it's what creditors in commerce calls being a sacred creditor, being a creditor, you know, not in the sense of having everyone owe you money, but you could think of it as being a good person, or should I say a good man. So the main thing that they talk about on creditors in commerce, Brandon often talks about making up judgments about events, and I think it's very relevant. But basically the problem is, right, let's think of an example. I have an event, something happens to me, so let's say that someone becomes ill, and they make up judgments, like they say it's your fault that I'm ill. I mean, they think someone's had an impact on their health, that they start blaming people. Now, what I've listed here is basically, what happens when you do that. Events lead to judgments, leading to more events. So they make up something, they say, right, you caused me to become ill. I know this is very basic, but you could see sort of the thing happening every day. So say you caused me to be ill, that causes another event, and they make up a judgment about that event, and you can see this sort of vicious circle that people go round in a lot of the time, where they, you know, they have to blame people and they have to be right about things, and it really is. It's what we call being a debtor, and I don't think that anyone should really find many benefits in being like that. I'm also a strong believer in the laws of attraction. You know, you look on Wikipedia at the article on it and it says there is no scientific evidence, because as we know, if there's no scientific evidence, it's a load of crap, right? So I believe in these laws of attraction. I think it's the highest law form, just above natural law. And it basically works around vibrations. When you're in a certain mood, think of it as that you're having a certain vibration, energy, signature, or whatever. It's a bit like the Matrix film. So, you know, you vibrate a certain way, or particles make up your body, or whatever, something. And other particles of the same vibration or same energy signature are attracted. So basically, it works out like this. If you're feeling sad, you keep feeling sad and sorry for yourself, more of it is going to happen. You know, you're not really going to get anywhere. And that's because of the laws of attraction. If you worry about something, then things aren't really going to get much better. And I've started applying this to my own life, and it is really interesting, some of the results that I'm getting here. I'm currently going through a period where most of my family is ill. I don't mean really seriously ill, I just mean like colds and things like that. And by using the laws of attraction, I'm trying to keep myself away from, well, actually, you know, I don't want to take a position, I'm just thinking perhaps I can avoid some of these illnesses using the law of attraction, e.g. not worrying about getting ill, because then I will hopefully not attract any of those illnesses to me. Let's just see if this is still filming. Right, okay, so, and of course when you're ill and you keep thinking, oh, I'm ill, I can't do anything, etc., no wonder illnesses last for so long. You know, I just thought of that, laws of attraction. Illnesses, you know, when you're ill and you think you're ill, and the negative thoughts, you're going to attract more of it. And I don't know about the scientific theory of germs and everything like that. I suppose, yeah, I suppose it's correct, but laws of attraction tend to work above things like that. So anyway, the main thing I would get across is that as a creditor, you shouldn't really be making up judgments about neutral events, as I like to call them. And then it leads on to being in the question, you know, thinking in the now, in the present, and trying to work out the positions of other people, you know, asking them questions, and not taking a particular viewpoint, like a right or wrong viewpoint, not taking a particular side, but just asking questions. Think about the word asking as king. So you're as king, you're as sovereign, asking questions of people to work out their positions and standpoint. And this comes in to be very helpful when you're doing administrative procedure and you're wanting to work out what the problem is, like if your A for B hasn't settled a dispute and you're going to ask them, has the payment not been tendered? Has the payment tendered not set off, settled and closed the matter? You know, that sort of thing. You need to work out the positions of other parties. And it's good not to take things personally as well. Like when, if a judge starts shouting at you, don't take it personally, right? It's his job to protect the public and he's gonna get he's probably not even getting annoyed with you, you know. Judges are very neutral people. He's probably just he's trying to get you under his jurisdiction. So you just need to be aware of some of these spiritual concepts. I'm not asking you to believe in the laws of attraction or anything like that, because, you know, what is a belief? It's simply closing off your mind to other possibilities. So I'm just telling you the way I think techniques I use to be successful and to be a creditor in commerce. That is the... Let's just see, how long is this? Yeah, that is the first video that I'm going to do. So this has been the first video, the spiritual side of things. And in the next video, I'm going to go into who are you. So we're going to go into all straw man stuff and all signatures and public and private law forms, etc. It's going to be interesting, but I hope you've enjoyed this initial video. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.